I know that the Ramban that we looked at on Thursday was a lot to take in, and we'll try to put it into perspective today, hopefully in sharper focus. We won't get to the next part of the Ramban, which is its own limud, which is worth looking and b'mayin in as well. More about Paginan and the Yerushalmi, and there's a lot on that. But just the first part of the Ramban and the parallel in the Ran. Okay, what we have here is trying to relate the sugya of Palginan by us, and specifically how it begins with Rava making the case against Abaye that an Eved Shebigito that has the words Kol Nichsai, and the Rava says it's possible to accept what he's saying, and he said the Fani Nichtav Rashi explains that you can accept it on the shichur, which is part of what Kol Nichsai conveys, even as you don't accept it legabe the nechasim. And Rava says, because atmokana, based on the takana b'fanei working for shichur, but nechasim lo kan. The question that bothers the Ramban, involves the Ramban, is whether or not this shita of Rava is predicated on Rava l'shitasa. Because we all know that Rava is the Bala Memra of Palgina Dibura elsewhere in Shas and Edwin Daftes, referenced in the Gemara Baba Basra Kuf Lamed Dalet. We know the cases. Poni Ba Al Ishti, Huva Achem Itzdarfen Lahargo, Velo Laharga. The first case before that, Poni Rabbani Gertzoni, Huva Achem Itzdarfen Lahargo. He can't speak about himself, he's a Baldover. So he can't be believed on the Gertzoni, he can't be believed even Al Ishti, because he's speaking about himself, Ishto Kigufo. But nevertheless, we can accept the Edus Gabi the Ploni. That's called Pagina Dibura. Rabbi Yosef disagreed, but Rava holds Pagina Dibura. We have here Abaye of Rava disputing a Pagina Dibura in the case of a Kol Nichsai. And can we accept the Befanai, the quote-unquote Edus of Befanai, Legabe what? Legabe the Shichur, not Legabe the Matana. So the Ramban initially wants to say that this shita of Rava is Rava l'shitasa. So even though it doesn't mention it anywhere in the Gemara, Rava l'shitasa, so, which is really what bothers the Ramban behemshach hadvarim, when he goes on to shift gears and say that really you don't have to come out to Rava l'shitasa. So, what does the Ramban say is why he doesn't stay with it? Because the Gemara doesn't say anywhere Rava l'shitasa. First he says, v'hacha l'taymei azil, and he draws conclusions based on that. But then he says, Miu kim aina b'shmaita lo chazina d'shach lefu dibura. And he tells you, v'lo medami lo gemara l'hanach d'amara. Lo medami lo hu b'gemara hach d'amara means which gemara? Which gemara? Our gemara. Our gemara never makes a connection, draws a line between the sugi here and Rav elsewhere. I want everyone to hear this kasha, okay? When I first read the Ramban, I didn't chap this nikuda. I mean, l'chaira, there's another issue that you can raise. To assume that Rava l'shitasa, then the Ramban should have been made more of a big deal about going away from the assumption that's Rava l'shitasa, not just because our Gemara doesn't mention anything about Rava l'shitasa, but for another reason. Because the Gemara elsewhere in Sanhedrin doesn't bring in the discussion of what the Gemara brings in by us. In other words, the Gemara had a strong Havamina here, and we saw some Baba Basra parallel Gemara like this, assuming that the Machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Tanakhama and the Mishnah and Peah has to do with Rav Shimon holding Pagina Dibura and Rav Meir disputing Pagina Dibura. Until Rav Ashi comes along, we learn to sugi well together, and says, no, it's because of Rav Kuzgita. However, you explained it, all the different explanations. But there is a clear Havamina, and Rashi says in that Membeis, that's how Rashi explains Rav Meir there, and the Gemara Baba Basra had this assumption, and our Gemara had this assumption until Rav Ashi comes along, that Rav Shimon and Rav Meir are arguing about Pagina Dibura. So it comes out like this. Rava was challenged, right, in our Gemara, the command to Rav Shimon, but Rav Nachman Paskin is like Rav Meir. Until Rav Ashi saved the day, and then Rava could feel comfortable with saying what he says because Rav Shimon holds like he's saying, and Rav Meir doesn't argue on it. why doesn't the Gemara ask on Rava's Poni Vani Gertzoni or Poni Baal Ishti, all those Gemaras, Kiman Kshrev Shimon, and come along with Rav Ashi to answer for Rava that no, because Rav Meir doesn't argue on that. If there's a real machlokes about Pagin Dibura in our Gemara that is echoing the Pagin Dibura of Rava in those Sugyas, then the Gemara should have been asking in those Gemaras as well, Kaman Kerev Shim. So initially, when I read the Ramban superficially, I said, yeah, that's Ramban's, part of the Ramban's point, that Ramban had to fall away from this and ends up saying a different pshat. But when you look more closely at the Ramban, that's not what Ramban said. The Ramban didn't ask my kasha. The Ramban's quibble is, why doesn't our Gemara say, black and white, Rava Lishita, so connect our Gemara to Rava elsewhere? So it means that the Ramban was not necessarily bothered by my question. And the question is, well, the Ramban is saying it's Pagin Dibur, then we should be going in that Gemara as well. Moreover, the Ran ends up staying with this idea that Rava Lishitasa, even as he has certain things that he takes from the Ramban, he never fell away from Rava Latameyazil. That stays with the Ran. So I think what we have to clearly understand is that after everything is said and done, even as the Ramban assumes, and the Ramban and the Ran stays with this assumption, the Ramban has one mahalach that for Rava to say what he says in our Gemara, that Atzmo Kana Chasmo Kana, it's because Rava Lishitasa that says Paginan Dibura by Eidus, and so he does it over here. The Ramban never meant, therefore, that when we read in our Gemara the words Pagin Dibura, it means mamish the Pagin Dibura of Sanhedrin Daf Tes. Clearly, our Pagin Dibura is to do with the Dibur of Kol Nichsad. It's a local issue of Pagin Dibura, and that's how the sugya runs its course. Because you have a Kol Nichsad in the case of the Eved Shei Vigito, where Rabbi said Paginan, in the sense of Atzmo Kana Chasmo Kana. You have a Kol Nichsad in the case of the Mishnah and Peya, where Rav Shimon says that he could be Yotze L'Cheiris even as he's not Konen in Nechassin. We have the Kol Nichsay of the Shchimera who's bequeathing his Kol Nichsay to somebody and then he's Amad. And the Sugya is playing out in terms of Pagin Dibura of the Dibur of Kol Nichsay. That cannot be brought into Ask Akasha and Rava in Sanhedrin Daf Tes. Because this is a Pagin Dibura of Kol Nichsay. That it's a Kol Nichsay transaction. So can I isolate the Shichrur out of that? That's Nugeya Shichrur by Shchid Mera. If he's Amad Chozer Ve'ena Chozer Be'eved, it's Nugeya Rav Shimon B'Zolche and the Shichrur without the Nechassim. But it also has to do with Rav's case where there was an Eidus of the Fana. When the Ramban was saying Rav Lishitaso, the only thing that he was drawing a line between our sugya and Sanhedrin was the case that started us off, which is something that you could call quasi-edus. What is the edus? It's the what the shliach, the eved, is saying when he says b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, and you're allowing that to validate the nechassim not, but the shichur yes. That the Ramban was thinking, and at the end he says, maybe not, and he tells you why not, that needs Rava Lishitasa. But if we read on in the sugya, and we have Rav Shimon's Pagina Dibor and Kol Nichsay, and Rav Nachman by Shchimera, that is, it's a local Pagina Dibor. But what we mean is as follows. In order to get to the Pagina and Dibura of Rava Lishitasa, we first have to do the Pagina Dibura of the Kol Nichsay. But that doesn't help us by itself, according to Ramban's initial approach. You still need to come on to Rava Lishitasa. When the Ramban changes course, because of his point that why that more mentioned Rava Lishitasa, so he has to explain why you don't need a Palginan of Rava Lishitasa. But you still need the issue over here. And what is it all about? It's only about something else. It's about this Palginan within the Shtar. But you don't need to come on to Rabbi Shitas because it's not quite the Eidus that we're talking about that needs a Palginan. It's something less. It's just a Gili Mils of the Alma. That's the line of the Ramban. The Ran never went that far. The Ran only brings in that point of the Ramban that it's it's not a real edus in terms of the other issue of the case of a karov. That's what we're going to get to in a minute. Okay, this is, I think, the first thing we should make very, very clear. Otherwise, I think mamish we're lost. You start looking at the Ramban and you think that he's mamish mixing two separate sugyas, but he never asked the kasha that we're asking. The answer is he never intended to say that the words pagin dibur that continue in our sugya of kol nichsai is the pagin of Rava. No. There is a pagin dibur of kol nichsai, but then there's also the pagin of the when you have the shriach, the eved saying b'fani l'chavei nechtam, ultimately you're accepting gabi shichver, now gabi the chasim. Does that need a pagin of Rava l'shitasu or not? That's, I think, one akuda. So what does the Ramban do? Now let's begin to get into the nitty gritty and some of the kashas that we were raising in Pshat. And then we'll see the parallel in the Ran, okay, and where the Ramban and the Ran differ. So, again, the Ramban starts off Asikna Lishmaitin, we end up Pagidin Dibura. Now, Lemaisa Pagidin Dibura, and therefore Rava is correct. That we can say Atma Kana and Chasim Lo Kana when you have a Kol Nichsai. And the Ramban is concerned because ultimately you have an Edus of Bifanai that's being selectively accepted only on the Shichver, not on the Chasim. But we have rules of Pagin Dibura, when you can do it and when you can't do it. We had the Shita that says in Baba Basra that when it comes to Baal Shal Magrashkes Ishti yesterday, you can't allow this to be accepted to Gabi today and tomorrow. So why? Because it's Chad Gufa. Chad Gufa, you can't say Paginan. Only Trey Gufi. Ploni, Vani, Gertzoni, Poni, Bar, Ishti. So Gabi Ploni, I accept Gabi Ishti not, but not Gabi one Guf. So he says, that's exactly the point. Here it works. Because what do we have here? We have the Chasim, we have Shichver. So it's two things. He says, "Afagav that we have in the Yishtochen Prigibar Mariv Rav Zvid Ahu b'Chad Gufa b'Chav Nachasim Trei Gufi Nin Trei Gufi Pagina." Kedar Rava, the Amar Rava Perakamid the Sanhedrin, Ploni Balishti Hu B'Achem Mitzdarfen LaHarga V'Lo LaHarga V'Achel LeTaimei Azil. Now, let's freeze that frame right now. So, Achel LeTaimei Azil, Rava LeTaimei Azil. So, we ask the simple kasha. Even if we don't have all the answers, just push it, remember the kashas, and what we can answer, we'll answer. What's the obvious kasha right now? Pause the frame right now in the Ramban. What's the obvious question? Everyone should ask.
What about
Atmachal Nechasai? We started with Atmachal Nechasai, there was no machlokas. You're telling me you need to come on to Paginan. So why does Atmachal Nechasai have anything better than Poni Barishti, Poni Bani Lutzoni? Poni Bani Ritzoni, you can only accept the Edus of Ploni, and not on Ishti, and it's okay. Ishti or Baldava. You can accept the Edus of Ploni, but not on Ravan Nigur Ritzoni part. So you assume Ploni Rava, but you don't take in the information about that you were party to that Avera. So then how come it's an Ashvachon Nechasai doesn't need a Pagina? Abai argues in Rava, and yet Abai doesn't argue on the Bryce? Simple question. So what is the answer to that question? Here's what we wanted to say. How does Atma Chasai differ from Poni Balishti? The answer is, Poni or Vani would say, Poni Balishti, the Ishti part of the Edus is a detail within Poni Rava. The Ravani Ritzoni is a detail within the Poni Rava. It's a detail that we're willing and we have to ignore because you're not Neman on that part. You're not Baldover. You have no Edus. Shame ate on that. But it's clearly integrated as part of the Sipur. The Sipur is Ploni Ravani. That's the Sipur. That's the story he's bringing to the table. It's no worse than when you have, let's say, Edus that's brought to Beis Din and you ask them questions. This person murdered this person. So what? I'm asking you, when was it? When it happened? Where did it happen? What was he wearing? Bidikos. So you have to get a picture. The picture is presented through the parties to the story. Who was the Rebbe? Who was the Mirba? How did it happen? It's one Sipur. Ploni Ravani Ritzoni Ploni Balishti. So how is it that we can accept the Ploni Rava and not Ishti? Because of Pagid. We're asking, so what about the Edus of Bifanai when you say Atzmacha Nechasri. The answer is, it's already Mechulak. It's two Diburim, it's two stories. It happens to be, the stories were told through the one Shtar. It says Atzmacha Nechasri in the same line of the Shtar. But it's Atzmacha is one thing, and Nechasri, so he's being made, he's being Mekayim through his Eidus, he's saying that the Shtar is valid. And here's where I think the Nakuta is important that we brought out. The Fane Nechtam doesn't mean the story that I saw Chasimus. What is the essence of an Eidus of the Fane Nechtam? Is it that I saw people signing? Then it's the same story. They signed the dotted line, a document says, what did the document say? It said, At Mechon Nechasa. Then it's Pony Baalishti. It's all over again. It should be Pagina. No, that's not the Fane Nechtam. What does the Fane Nechtam mean? The shtar is a legitimate shtar. Nechtam, not chasmu. If the sipur that he's bringing, the story, the edus is, I saw two witnesses sign this document. Oh, what document? A document that said Atzmacha Nechasri. That's no different than Ploni Baal Ishti, Ploni Vanigur Tzoni. It's one story that has, you know, Ploni and Ishti. It's one story of I saw Chasimos on a Atzmacha Nechasri. Ah, but I'm accepting the story that they signed a document of Atzma. No. The answer is that's not what Eidus B'Fanei Nechtam means. B'Fanei Nechtam means that this document, the dibur in this document, are valid. It has been signed properly. What diburim? What words? Happens to be in the same document. It says Atzmacha Nechasri. With B'Fanei Nechtam, he's validating two separate things. He's validating an Atzmacha, a Shechur, he's validating a Nechasai. That doesn't need Pagin. That's better than Ploni Baal Ishti. There, it's one story, the Eidus brings together a Ploni, a Rove, and a Nirba, and you're ignoring the Nirba part of the story, or how it happened to the Nirba, and you're just looking at the Rove. That is Ploni, that requires a Pagina. So that's Rava saying over there. By Atzmacha Nechasri, you don't need to come out to Pagina because the Eidus is not, I saw two people signing a document that happens to have not. I am telling you that the get is, that the shtar is legitimate. It was signed properly. It's not forged. It was signed. So now what is that? It's legitimizing an Atzmacha, legitimizing a Nechasri. Two separate Eidus. So you don't need Pagina for that. What do you need a Pagina on? When there's a konechasai, so now what are you legitimizing? What are you validating? A dibur of konechasai. Konechasai has within it shechur and it has matas nechasim. So that's where you need to come on to Rava Lishitas so that you can allow yourself to accept the dibur insofar as shechur and also insofar as nechasim. That's the Rava Lishitas. But then when the sugya runs its course, there's still going to have to be a subcategory, you can call it. Something else has to happen. It's not just that we're saying Pagina, we're allowing the Eidus to validate the Shechrur and not the Nechasim, but we also have to make out of the Nechasai, see that as referring to two separate things. Even if you do that, you still have to be able to apply the principle of Pagin Dibura, but you still have to do something internally as well. That's where the sugya is going to continue along with Rav Shimon and with Rav Nachman Shchimera. But meanwhile, what the Ramban is trying to do is showing you that you need to invoke Rava's Pagina on Eidus in order to allow you to be able to have the side-by-side konechasai, which you can see as you can separate between them and then apply the Eidus, the validation, on one and not the other. You still have to separate them. You separate them out, but you still need to come on to a Parginan to be able to allow the validation, the Shechur, the Kiyum, to go on the Shechur, not on the Nechasim.
So when we say the word Parginan Dibura, which step is that? Is that the splitting up of the word Kol Nechasai?
When the Gemara says Parginan Dibura, Kiman Kerev Shimon, it's taking the Kol Nechasai and allowing the Kol Nechasai to be divided into words. Two. But it still requires you to, but it's still going to be no better, even after doing that, it's going to be no better than a Ploni Rvani Gortzoni. It's still going to be no better than having, it's still one Sipur. It's not valid. It's still talking about a Kona Chasai, but Kona Chasai, you can see the Kona Chasai as speaking about Shichrin, but it's still ultimately, they're still locked to the hip, so to speak, that you're still going to have to come on to a Parginan of Rava. That's what he's going to say initially. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, so then the case of Asma ben Chasai,
Asma ben Chasai doesn't mean anything. Asma ben Chasai is better than Ploni Balishti, because since, as we explained, Bifanei Nechtam is not the storyline of I saw two people signing this document. If it were that, it'd be the same thing as Ploni Balishti, you need a Pagina and Dibura. The answer is, and better than that, and then you have a Vachanus Kasha, you should be able to use Pagina in a month. This is just to bring that in. If it meant I saw two people signing a document, so just say that I assume that the document was signed insofar as Shichra is concerned. But I don't assume that this took place regarding the Nechassim. The answer is that's not what B'fayim Nechtam means. It doesn't mean I saw the story of two people signing. It means that the shtar is validated. The shtar is strong. The shtar has no questions. It's not forged. What are you saying about? You're saying it about a Kona Chasai. Kona Chasai means two things. So what do I have to do? I have to first allow myself to see the Kona Chasai as representing two separate things. But even after you do that, it's not going to be any better, because it's still coming out of a Kona Chasai. It's not mechug by definition by itself. It's only through an artificial dividing into Kona Chasai into two things. So you can't... that Palginan of the Gemara here is not going to bring it to a level that doesn't still need, according to Ramban's first approach, the Palginan of Edus of Rav in general. You're still taking the Edus, and you're using the Edus, the Bifanei Nechtam, and applying it to the Shichra of the Kona Chasai, within the Kona Chasai, and not to the Matan of the Kona Chasai, not to the Nechasim of the Kona Chasai.
No? So this is similar to what Rabbi said in the past about the idea that there's a context. This is the context of Kona Chasai, so it's not this. Kona Chasai
within Tosfos, that you can't write. Tosfos within Tosfos.
So Kona Chasai with Pagina and Dibura is not the same thing as Asma Kona Chasai.
That's right. Correct. See, I'll say it again. You say it again. The Pagina of our Gemara, what Pagina and Dibura does in our Gemara to the Kona Chasai is still not identical. It's not mamish on the same level as Asma Kona Chasai. We had a similar point within the Tosis, if you remember right, that you still could quote a Lav Kuzgita even after Pagin Dibura. Okay, everyone has a Mashal, Sabres Ozen, you can use that. Yeah. Yeah, so.
I don't understand why B'fanei Nechtam was any better. You're saying that the Shtar is legitimate, so it's legitimate to both points.
Yeah, so Atzmacha Nechassai, you hear? Atzmacha Nechassai, I'm legitimate.
It should have legitimacy for both points. It doesn't mean you need it to split. I don't understand why you don't need to make a Pagin on there. The star is legitimate.
But when I'm legitimizing the star, I'm validating independent. The star happens to be one star, but the star is speaking about two separate things. They're two separate transactions. So when I say the transactions of the star are valid, I'm saying transaction A is validated, it's legitimate, and transaction B is legitimate. If the transactions are by definition spelled out separately in separate words, so it's really a separate a kiyum on each one. The dibur of kiyum, the befanai is sending us a kiyum on each independent hakna, because each one is separated by a separate word. That's different than Ploni Balishti, where it's one story and the second half of the sentence is a detail within the story that you're talking about in general. Here, if the story was Ploni Nechtam, they signed the document, then you're right, it's no different. They signed the document. The document says, so it's all a detail within the same story of two people signing a document. But if you learn it before you Nechtam, it's not about the specific story of people signing. It's about the get being not mezuyif. Nechtam. The get was Nechtam. The get is good. So what does the get mean? The get means hakna aleph, hakna beis. So there's a separate kiyum in this edus, even though you said one expression, but the separate kiyum on each one. Therefore, that doesn't need it's better than Ploni Balishti. It's a separate edus, if you will. Even though you said it with one dibur, but it's a separate edus. That's not Pagina. But if you say Kona Chasai, it's validating a Kona Chasai. So that needs Pagina, but it also needs something within our sugya, which is to take the Kona Chasai and allow us to be able to use part of it and not the other part. But that's the pagin within our sugya. But there's also the meta paginan, which is on the edus, and that's what the Ramban is assuming now is Rav Lishitas. What nafgamina does the Ramban bring to bear on this? He says, if this is correct, that our sugya requires Rava to be Lishitasa, that Rava could not have gotten to the point he got to, of Atzma Kana Chasam Wel Kana, without invoking his Shita of Pagin Dibura of Edus, then what would happen if I had a scenario that the Pagin of Edus would fail the test of the rules of Pagin? Because it would fall into a trap called Edus Debatla Miksasa Batla Kula. Because there are klalim when you say pauginan and when you the opposite. You say you can't do anything because if I have a problem in the edus, the answer is that nafkamina is if the part of the edus that you can't accept is because he's not an ed at all, he's a valdava, or if the part of the edus that you can't accept is because he's a karov, he's a pasale. This is the sugya that the Ramban is alluding to now. Had to read the line of Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yud. Ploni Baal Ishti says Gemara Palginan. Hu va'achem et stafim hargob lo hargob. Pshita hainu hach. Isn't that the same thing as Vani Gertzoni? I know, because by Vani Gertzoni, you're talking about yourself. You are not an ain at all. You're carved to atzmo. So that I understand. You say Palginan and not the alternative. Not Eitzel Ishto. But Eitzel Ishto, we don't say carved. Eitzel Ishto, you're a karov. You're a close karov. Ah, if you're a karov, that's worse. If you're a karov, you're a spoiler. If you're a karov on some part of the edus, then you can't say palginan on a psul edus. You can only say palginan on a non-edus, on a baldover. If you can't speak about yourself, we ignore that part and we can laugh a palginan on the other part. If you're a karov on that which on one of the things, then it spoils everything. No, if that's the case, then we would have a scenario here that would now lead us down the road of assuming the din would be that you can't even be neman on shechver. What would be that case if the shliach aget was a karov? Now, here's again, it's a little tricky, because what does he say? What's his case? He doesn't talk about shechver now. He talks about gerisha. But here's again another issue. We're going to have to get over this hurdle. Maybe yes, maybe not, but let's point out the kasha. See, if this is correct, what I just told you, so then according, I just want to be the inside with you to see where he's going with this. Rav Lataime also, right? According to that which was said on it. What's on it? On what? What's Allah? On the din of Paginan of Rava. In which case of Paginan of Rava? Pony Baal Ishti. So the Gemara says it's not identical to the previous case of Pliny Vani Gutzoni. Says Gemara, no, because Sagadai Tachamina Adam Karve Itzel Atzmo Aminan. That's Pliny or Vani Gutzoni. So then, if you Karve Itzel Atzmo, I understand. He's putting in the Rivas Pshat, not Gemara. There are other Pshat, but there's a Rivas Pshat that the Rush quoted in Makis. That Adam Karve Itzel Atzmo Aminan, and therefore, Gabi, that we can separate that out and use the Edus on the other thing, because on Atzmo, you're not an Ed at all. But Eitzel Ishto lo aminan. Eitzel Ishto, we don't say Adam Karov Eitzel Ishto, like meaning that it's mamish like you. What are you? You're rare, you're Karov. You're not a Baldava. And therefore, v'lo pagin dibur ela ba'atzmo. Again, what's the kamash balon of that Gemara? The Rambam doesn't give it to you. What's the kamash balon? That we say Adam Karov Eitzel Ishto, that what is it exactly? Ishto kigufo. And therefore, we can invoke pagin on there as well, because it's like you're a Baldava. But meanwhile, if you're not a Baldava, you're just a Psul Karov, then what would we say instead of Paginan? If so, Masma L'chora, it would come out the following. The Achanami, Karov Sheba Beget Isha B'chutz La'aretz. So you're coming from Chutz La'aretz and you're a Karov bringing the get, and you say B'fanai. And what's written in this get? Something else. Besides for being Harem Tesach Haladam, it's also written B'kasubo Matnas Nechasim. So you have a get Isha that also is giving her a gift. And he's a karov. So now, he's one aid. He's one aid. He can't be neman. On nechasim. But as far as Bifana is concerned, a karv could bring it again, right? Even a woman could bring it. You could have a karv could bring it again. Only certain women, discussing later on, you could, a karv could bring it again and be neman in front of another. But he can't be neman on the matnas nechas. But he's a karv. But the karv means he's a pasale. So could you say palginan here? Here you have the problem of edus psula. Edus psula passes everything. So this is what he's suggesting. In other words, by atzmo v'ishto, are you called an edus at all? No, you're not an edus at all. If you're an edus, but you're a pasul ed, then it becomes batla miksasa batla kula. If you're not an ed at all, it's not batla miksasa. You're just simply not. It's neutral. It's nothing. Avo b'shar krovim, meaning not Ishto Asmo, Adam Karvitz Asmo means you're not an aid on yourself, not you're carved to yourself. Adam Karvitz Ishto means that you're not a pasul, yeah, karov, you're yourself. Ishto Kigufa. But Shakrov and Edis Mikri, if that's the case, we call Edis to Batl Misasa, Batl Kula. So the Ramban saying, if it's correct what I'm saying, that Rava's halacha here has to do with Rava Lishitaso, then what emerges in terms of a karov shehevi get isha shekasba matnas lechasim? Here, being a karov makes him lose his ability to give the edus of bifanai on the get isha. So says Ramban. And here we should be jumping out of our seats with an obvious question. B'chor, what's the obvious question? Rav Nachum struggles with this. What's the obvious kasha in the Ramban? B'chor, in this case, Ban tells you what does it say in the get, but what is this case analogous to? You can't combine Gerishin with Matnas Nechasim. I don't know how you can do that. Chayra, the Ramban's case is going to be a case of Atzmacha Hariat Mutesach Adam, and also you're getting a gift. And we said before, Atzmacha Nechasai doesn't have any issue of Palgina. So then why is the Ramban discussing it about the Mutesach about the Kula here? Problem, right? So I'm not going to give a full answer. I don't know if I understand it. The answer has to be, though, the following. The distinction has to be the following. When you're not an aid at all on something, what did we say before? When you're not an aid at all, then doesn't bother me. I don't need palginah for that. Why? Because you're not an aid on what? On the nechasai, because you're baldavar. So then, atzmacha, all you're validating is the atzmacha, is the nechaz, is atzmacha, is the shechbar. And you're not an aid on the other thing. And therefore, two diburin, two kiyum eishtaris, and one is, you're not an aid, you are an aid. When you're karov, we are an aid, you're an aid pasol, that svar doesn't hold anymore. Apparently, that's the difference. When you're an aid pasol, then the aid of shebatla is going to kick in even on atzmacha and nechaz. That's what I see in the Rambam. That's a chur, whether you understand it or not fully, but that's what you see in the Rambam. In other words, that you don't need a palginan when you're not an aid. See, it's two different contexts. The context before was not needing to come out to palginan when you are a baldava. So there, the atzmacha nechasai makes it better that you don't need to come out to palginan because what you're not an aid on is mechulug va'omed. It's already defined as separate. You're not an aid on the nechasai because you're a baldava. You can't talk about yourself. To say that, to mekayim the shtar on yourself because you're in baldaver. But you're about to say your shichur, you're allowed to say that. So then, memela, it works without a palginan. You can just simply talk about yourself and the other part is ignored. And you don't need palginan. You don't, just, that's stuff. Because you're not an aid at all. But here you are, you're a karov. You're an aid, you're an aid pasul. So here, by definition, it all gets brought together, even atzmacha nechasai. Eidu shebatla, it is. It's still. Your edus, Shabbatla, discusses two things. Discusses atmacha, meaning she's a free woman, she's megureshes, and nechasai. So edus Shabbatla-wise, it's going to be a problem even by atmacha nechasai. So what you see in the Rambam. The edus Shabbatla problem of a karv would even be by atmacha nechasai, because otherwise he can't be talking about such a problem. It's atmacha nechasai by again. The answer is it would still be a problem. So, yeah.
Just to clarify, according to the Rambam, if this case wasn't a karv,
I want to talk about that. Wait for the end, okay? I want to hear Shlomo's question. Let's go through the Ohr Ramban. I want to think of this question at the end, okay? We'll have time for it. What would you say? Why does the sugya, hold this question in your head, back of your heads. Why does the sugya discuss a case of an Eved who himself happens to be the shliach for the shechva? And he says, Befanai, Ashmo Konachas Mokona, Konachasai, we do Paginon, whatever you want to say. What would you tell me if the case would be Stami Shliach? Stami Shliach, who brings a get. He's only one aid, but Ugabe Shechur, we can trust Shliach, and he's Neman. But on the Chasim, he's only one aid. So can you, why discuss it only in terms of the evidence of being a Baldover? Talk about in terms of a Shliach. He's one person, he's not two. So do we have the sugya to the same issue to discuss Abaye v'Rava and everything that follows from that or not? So I want to go through this after we do the whole Ramban, the two approaches of Ramban, but think about that question. Because at the end of the day, why did we have to talk about a Shliach who's a Baldover? Talk about a Shliach who's one person. And would the sugya run its course in the same way? It's a very good question to leave the sugya with. Like that, why do we have to speak about a Baldover? Tentatively, what would you say at this point? What are you thinking?
That would be similar. Meaning, it would.
Would you need a palginan, or maybe it's better?
For Atma Konachasai, it would be great.
Well, even Konachasai.
For Konachasai, you would need a palginan.
No, look, Atma Konachasai is anyway, no problem. Anyway, right? Even for so that's not going to be worse. He's not a apostle, he's not a karov. So I think Atma Konachasai is for sure okay. I'm asking his fellows, would you need to come on to palginan, lefi Rava? And Abaye would be cholek in the case of Stam Shliach. Okay, let's test the waters on this. Chaver, what do you think?
Isn't that he's the man?
No.
Kol Chasa.
But who's the Shliach? Who's the Shliach in the sugya?
David himself.
He's a Baldover. I'm asking better. A regular Joe comes and brings a get, a Shtar Shechur, that says Kol Chasa. Konachasai in the Sunim with Eved Proni. On Shechur, he should be accepted. Why? Because the Shliach can be Naman and Fanech and Nechdam on Shechur. On Matanas Nechasim, what do you need to aid it? So why did we have to speak about the case of Eved Atzmo? That he's the Shliach on himself? Would this fall into the Machlokas Abai V'Rava within Palgina? Can give me a svara maybe that is better, that even Abaye would agree. Would it be the same machlokas? And if it's the same machlokas, why talk about only about davar? Why not talk about stamish? One person, one shliach. Shliach shehi beged. Yeah. What do you mean? But not every time shliach nasei had to do with when he says b'fanei how many people. So he had the right amount of the people. That's the sugi before b'fanei kama nosnola. So he complied with all that. I'm asking something else. What is the heart of the question? Does the problem here that he's not believed on the chasim? When it comes to baldover, it's because he's not an aid at all. When he's a karov, he's a pasul aid. The rabban is assuming now. It would pass out completely. What is this in-between case? Why is he not believed on the chassid? He's not a pasul aid. Do you say he's not an aid? Or he's not?
Neman.
He's not neman. He's not enough. He's not enough. You need two aid. It's not because he's not an aid. So can we mekabel his aidus? Ugabi nechassid? Can we cover the Eidus? Yeah, just won't have ramifications right now. Maybe you got Mishua, maybe there'll be another Eid that will come tomorrow. So is that enough that you don't need to come out to Pagina? Because I'm hearing you, but it's not enough. Shkayach, you tell me what you say, I hear you. I hear you about everything, but I can only act insofar as Shechur is concerned, because you're not good enough, you're only one Eid. So maybe that doesn't. Maybe Abaye doesn't have to argue. Maybe that's better than Pagina, than Rava's Pagina. It's simply, I accept you, but I can't help you more than I can. You're only one A. Or do we say, no, since a maisa, you're not going to be able to bring enough nemanis to the table as one ate, therefore I need to come out to the same paginan of Rava, and the Gemara then could have just as well talked about stamash shliach, not dafka de avadasa. See, very... we're going to come back to the second Mach of the Ramban and see what you'll say according to that. But this is a very good question. At the end of the day, why do we speak about Eved Asma shaving it? But I hear two possibilities in Lamdis, in Svara. Because Mitzad Echad, if by an Eved shaving it, he's not an Eid at all, so then I can hear maybe more reason for Pagina, more cause for Pagina, because you can't even get your foot in the door on the Chassid. And I'm still going to accept you on the Shechver. But here, your foot can be in the door because you're not a baldover, and it's just that you're enough. You're not enough. Okay, we'll hear you. And then we'll only be able to act insofar as shichur is concerned. Yeah?
Well, if it was dam a shliach, so then the Eved could count as the second, and he would get...
Who says Eved is here? Devin's not here. He comes to Basin with the Shtar Shechver that says, Kona Chasitzim Poni Avdi. And now you want to know, can you act on this Eidus insofar as informing something to Devin in a telegram that you're free? You can't give him the Chasid, but I have a gift for you here. We now have a Shtar that says, but the Eidus was brought about by one Eid, a Shliach Shehevig, but happened to have the Chasid in it. Would it be the same Sugi that we're discussing about Varav, or would it not be the same Sugi? A very good point, very good. But let's go further than the Ramban. So where the Ramban is holding right now, yeah, at time.
What's the problem what's the difference when you're saying it's by a shliach or when it's the Eved?
Difference is that by the Eved, that which he can't accept his declaration, Gabei Nechassin, is because he's a baldover on the Nechassin. So he's not an aid at all. By a karov, he's a puzzle aid. The case that we now presented is he's a regular run-of-the-mill shliach. The reason why we can't accept him on the nechassim is because he's only one and not two. Does that run into the same issue of our sugya of palginan, and does this end up having to be the same sugya, in which case why do we have to speak about eved shehevigito, shliach shehevigit? Or should we say it's better? Because why is it better? Because when you can't get your foot in the door, you're baldover, that's where you need to come out to the Pagin of Rava, and Abai argues. But if you are who you are, you're just not enough, you're one aid, but we accept you. And now that we accept you, now we can accept what one aid is good enough for is good, and what one aid is not good enough for, we can't act on it. But maybe Pagin is not required. Maybe Rabbi wouldn't argue on this. I mean, I don't know, Tus Abaya is more Abaya within Kol Nechassin. I'm confusing Abaya. I mean Rav Yosef in Sanhedrin. Let's leave Abaya out, because it's really the Pagina. We're talking about the Meta Pagina, not the Pagina of Asugya. I really shouldn't say Abaya. But the point is, the issue of Pagina that Rava is bringing here from Sanhedrin, would that need to be invoked in a case of a Shriach that's not a Baldava? And if I ask you the same question when the Rabban is finished and saying it's nothing to do with Paginan, then I think the answer is Chorit should be the same issue. You either do the full Kiyam and the get a star, or you don't. Chorit shouldn't have to do with, there for sure shouldn't have to do with Dafka, the Eved himself. But here already I can hear possibility that it would. Maybe there's a difference. Because Umaysa, you're not going to be able to accept one Ney Dugabe Matana. Or maybe it's better. To the contrary, maybe it's better. We could go ahead and do the Pagina. Yeah. Okay, so let's continue in the Rabban. So according to what he's holding right now, the Pagina is necessary. The Rava's Pagina is necessary. And the result would be, if it would be a Karov Shevi get, so there, and again, even though that case is a Atzmachon Nechassa, keep this in mind, but here the Rabban didn't feel that it would make it better. The Eidus Shebatla that would be resulting from the fact that he's a Karov and he's a spoiler, that would spill over even to, and it's interesting, it's a Chiddush, because a Maisa, you can have Psulim that could bring, I mean, a Karov is okay for a Gedisha. So why would it be worse? Eidus Shebatla. A Maisa, you can use a Karov. How could it be worse if a Karov by himself is okay? So because he happens to be talking also about nechassim, he's a pasul gabi nechassim, it's going to spoil even the... How can it be worse? But that's what he's saying. Yeah, it would be worse. Once you have a problem on the other edus, it's a problem on this. See, some people learn, some Rishonim learn that, what does Batal Mitzvah Tzibur mean? It's as if, it's got to say, Nimsa Karbo Pasul. It's as if that psul would be mispashed on the rest of the edus. It's as if all the edim would be crowed in. Or it's as if that psul, here, take that psul, what is it? Kurva. Can a Karav say, Befanai Nechtav, Ayin Nechtav, on Gerisha? Yes. So why would it even have the problem Batal Mitzvah Tzibur? There's a Chiddush in this Rambam. The answer is, in a Chinami. A karov could say b'fanai, but if that karov is also talking about nechassim and he can't talk about nechassim and he's pasul as an aid there, I throw everything out. That's what the Ramban is saying. Niu, here's where he backtracks. Now, how does he backtrack? From what does he backtrack, and why does he backtrack? He says niu ki ma'ayna b'shmaita. When you look carefully in our sugya, lo chazina. I don't see the shayach mifra dibura dahacha. I don't think that you would use the Pagin Dibura here by Opsule Edus, meaning that you would be Edus Shabbatul Mixasabat Kakuak, we just said. The Romi Danu will be Gemar Hanach the Man. Gemar never compares it to that. And therefore, the question is why not? First, before he tells you what is our Gemar all about, then, he says, so why wouldn't it be an issue of Paginan? And what else is at stake? Batka mitzvah, batka kula. So Rabban is now going to tell you a vart. L'fum hach ikol meimar. The hamilsa. What's hamilsa? The pagina dibura idea of Rav and Sanhedrin. And what else? And what else? And what else? Batka mitzvah, batka kula in the case of Karav. All of that. Hamilsa lo sheichet bahani dahach bahani. Why? Dahacha al pi haget shehu kasa berchokin he nises. She is getting married based on the get that has kayukasa berachokin. In other words, there's no problem of kurva there. The karov giwi milsa be'alma hu de megale. The karov is just removing a basis to be choshesh. In other words, why is a karov pasul eid on this document? Because it's pasul eid. But what is he trying to do here? He's not saying full edus. He's just trying to tell us that the get doesn't have a problem with it. Meaning, to take away the suspicions that we have. But what is really the basis to her to be married? The ein kan edus shabbat misas shabbat kula krav ein makam lachos. But I think the Ramban, in bringing all this in, is using it for two things. He's using the svara that the... In other words, this edus is less a lesser type of an edus than a typical edus. What is really happening? She's getting remarried through the get. The get might have issues. He clears away the issues. He says, you know, it's not a problem get. But memela, the get does its own... has its own power. She ran through the get. The edus is not the same as everywhere else. Everywhere else, the edus carries all the weight. Here, she's getting mad through the get. The karmist is doing a gilui milsa. Because it's a gilui milsa, therefore what? Therefore, he ends by saying, there's no edus about the mitzvah about the kula. Why? Because it's not really edus in the full sense of the word. It's a gilui milsa. But what else does Ramban allude to? It's also not shaykh to what in it? Palgin on Edus, Palgin on Dibura, because it's not really Edus. The Ran never said that. We've seen in the Lashon Aran in a minute. The Ran never said that. The Ran only uses this point in terms of Batla Miksasa, Batla Kula. Palgin on, he stays with Palgin on Lashitas. What does Ramban conclude based on this? So that's why it doesn't have to do with Palgin on, nor Edus Shabbatla. So what's our Sugya all about? Not Rav Lashitasa. So what is the issue? Clear away the issue of Palgin on of Sanhedrin. So what is it? It's about the following. Ela shah yisvurim mitchila. So it's only gilui milsa bi'alma. So it's not. We're not splitting any of the edus. The edus is not really an edus. So what is it? We thought initially should call get she ain't osin maisa bekulo, ain't done the mixas shabo. If you're not acting on the entirety of the get, on the entire dibur, you can't judge, I mean, you can't paskin, you can't make a kiyum on a mikzas. Even though all you're doing is bringing to light that there's no chash, but ultimately to do that, you're doing that on a mikzas. And the Kohen Chasai speaks to two things, and you're taking a mikzas of it. That's the issue. You're being done on mikzas. Now, contrasting that to the Ran, notice, where did the Ran differ from the Ramban? Again, the paragraph of the Ramban, the Ran also, the Salka Shmaitin, the Pagin Dibura, he starts off like the Ramban this. It says in Yeshnochin Machokes, and he quotes Rav Baalishti, Azil. So far, exactly the Ramban started with. Umashma. Now he continues with the Chora of the Ramban. Mashma the Karv Nami Shevi Get Isha Bechutz Laretz because of Matnas Nechasim Neman Lo Fainecht Fainechtam Legabe Isha. But now he says a karov could be neman on the garrison. So he says it the other way. He says it already. Like, it's okay. It's not a problem. We say in Sanhedrin, he dama rava poni barishti sag de chamina because ishto amin atam amin and ishto amin and kolomar v'lo pagin dibura ba'atzma v'ish ein gabi atzma torres edus klal b'ishto nami de maskin pagin and haynu mishum ishto kigufo avi gabi karv achelo de edus nikri de edus batum sasa bat kula. So he's asking kash karov is okay. Why is the karov okay? You should have the problem of batum sasa bat kula. After the Palginan. So that he's working with Palginan. But it doesn't have by the Sibbat, but Palginan you need. And Rav Lishita, so he stays with. But we say Palginan, we don't have Batel Miksas, so we go back to Palginan. But we need Palginan, yeah? Here, by the Karb and by our Sugya. The Karb Gili Musa Biamu de Megali, which is Chasimus Yedayu. So what is he using the Svara of the Ramban? Only for one thing, one thing only. That you don't see Bat Mitzvah Bat Kula. It's a Kula in that Halacha, Bat Mitzvah Bat Kula. Because it's not a full-blown Eidus. It's a Gili Milsa. So that's why the Kar. But meanwhile, Rav Letaimi Azu didn't fall away. Never fell away. The Ramban fell away from it, and he had to come back and see. And what is Asugya about? Solely about one thing. If you have a star that you can't do ma'isa b'kulo, can you do ma'isa b'miksasa? That doesn't get mentioned in the Ran. Notice the difference. The Ran stays with Pagina, and he only uses the svara of Gili Mosa B'alma for the issue of the case of Karov. The Ramban seemed to use that svara as now having to go back to square one. So what's our sugya about? Not Rav Lishitaso, but rather just about, if I ask now Shlomo's question, according to Maskana the Ramban, that the issue is not about Paginan of Rava in Sanhedrin. What is it? It's about a shtar that was being done, the mixas, and not the whole thing. What would you say if the story was not Evet Shevi Gito, but a shliach who comes along and says, Bifanai, on a shtar that's written, Konachas, and the Simlik Poni Abdi, and now he wants to say Bifanai. Would it be different than our sugya, or should it be the same issue as our sugya? The Maskana is Haramban. Should it be different than a sugya or the same sugya? The same sugya. Which leaves us with a ha'ara at the end of the day. Why, according to the Ramban, and this is the Lashon, the Ritva, also such a Lashon, that the issue has to do with the doing a partial kiyum, why does the sugya speak to Afka about a case of a baldover? Let it be a case of a shliach. He's one aid. He can't work for the kiyum of the nechassim, but he works for the shichber. And be the same issue of our sugya. And the Chanami, it should be the same. According to the first approach of the Ramban, that you have to come on to Palginan, maybe we could distinguish. Because when it comes to the case of a Baldavar, that might need a Palginan because he is not an aid, period. But here he's an aid, he's just not enough. It's not enough, that might be better. But again, after reading the entire Ramban, we still have to understand the seemingly that the sugya in itself, that's medamet Rav Shimon and Rav Nachman, still is speaking about a palginan within the words kol nechasai. But after you do that, the Ramban has two possibilities, whether you still need to invoke the palginan of Eidus of Rava elsewhere, after doing that with the palginan of the kol nechasai, but still you're taking part, you're still not going to be any better off than a pone baal ishti. That's where the Ramban initially says Rav Lishitaso, and then he says no, because it's only a gili milsa, and that's where you wouldn't have but misasa bat kakua by a kara, but that's also why you wouldn't have a discussion of palginan here either, because it's not real edus. It's just a way of removing the chashas of the get. And therefore, you should not have to come out to palginan of edus, and therefore, it's only the issue of being able to act based on the gili milsa that he's bringing to us, to be able to act, to do a kiyam on a kol nechasai, only on a part of the kol nechasai, that's the entire sugya. But if you argue on Rav's Pagin and elsewhere, you can still totally follow the trail in our sugya, separate from the Pagin of Rav elsewhere. That's the maskana of the Ramban. And the Ran didn't go that far. The Ramban stayed with the Pagin of Rav Lishitasa. But it doesn't mean that our sugya's Pagin is mamish, the same Pagin in the Sanhedrin. Then the Ramban should have asked a bigger question. Should have asked, why does Ingmar ask Kamantra Rav Shimon on Rav in Sanhedrin? This is what I think comes out to me from the Ramban. Maybe there are other ways to learn it. This occurred to me. This is leaving out the whole other part of the Ramban that follows with the Yerushalmi. That's its own in him. Yeah.
Where do we explain of originally when we talked about Kim Sharzanah?
When we spoke about initially what?
About Kim Sharzanah's Gimel. I mean, that had to fit by Nefa within the general framework of Kim Sharzanah's Ba'alma. That's why we said that it's...
It is a kiyum of sorts. You're right. It's a kiyum of sorts, but it's interesting, right? Like, umashal. Let me... This is like a segue to tomorrow's Inyan. But just to come full circle, the beginning of the sugya, Abosai. What... How did the Rambam learn the sugya? Okay, you can have Lata Chaza next week on this, right? But what... How did the Rambam learn the sugya? Evan Shevi Gito. What? What does he say? Did he say Bifanei? No. What is it about? Where is he bringing the get? Where is it? Where is he bringing the get? Where is it? Does he need to say Bifanai? No. Where is it? In Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, Gabi, the get, the shichur itself, that's it. Accept it as it, what it is, and that's fine. But Gabi Nechasim, you need Kiyum. Taninan, or whatever else you call it. And the Ram had a mahalach in the sugya that way. Because the Eger is Medayik and Rashi, no, it has to be with Bifanai. Why? So the Kibbeger said in his own way, but we plugged it into the various mahalchim, because it's only when there's some kind of an action, either an edus of itself or a paskining on the shtar based on what you're bringing to me, and you're doing it selectively, that's when there's a palgina discussion in Asugya and the Kol Nechasai. But in the case of the Rambam, Rashi would say there's nothing to talk about. Ugabe shechver, it's good enough. Let her remarry, it's going to hate because we're not choshesh. Ugabe gabe nechasim, we're choshesh. That doesn't need to become at the palgina. Right. Tosus Rid learns like the Rambam, but Tosus Rid, we had a way of working it out, because the Tosus Rid of Nachum points this out as well in the Shiurim. Because according to Tosus Rid later and also here, it's mashma that when you come and you are the one bringing bringing the get, you're nama. To get namanas. So we sign the namanas for one thing, not for the other thing. But for the Rambam, we're left with the kakasha. Like, why would you need to come out to Pagin? And here, we're not choshesh, here we're choshesh. That was what we did at the beginning of the sugya, so it's just to come full backwards. Yeah?
I'm saying, in terms of the way that we just, that the Ramban used and explained to Tayyatam, just getting rid of a chashash, the way we explained it originally at the Dafgimel was more connected to actual Eidos.
So it is, it's Eidus in some respects, but not in other respects. I don't know, it's a good point. I mean, we're going to see, by the way, this inyan of she's remarrying Apida Get. We'll see this again in terms of the issue of Ksuba. What happens in Eretz Yisrael when you let her remarry? Right? We don't say Tanin on Tosus and Dabbez, right? So what about Ksuba? Can she get Ksuba? This is what? No, I'm saying there's no key. I mean, it's Eretz Yisrael.
What?
Zavis Ksuva, what? But the Ikka Ksuva, So but the lukuchos, this is going to come up in the sugya that we're doing tomorrow, and next few days it's coming. That's also it's,